Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to another episode of Tunay na Rider.
Episode ano?
And we are now on episode 162. Alain yun.
Eh, last week, 161 eh. And syempre, 162 na ngayon.
Alam nyo ba, ngayong gabi, kasama natin ang dalawa sa mga may sala kung paano naipasok itong lifestyle dry goods na tinatawag na Trip Machine. Okay? So, Trip Machine is a motorcycle and premium leather moto lifestyle gear and equipment.
Yun.
Diba? Yes. How's my voice?
It's very sexy.
This is very sexy.
Nag-e-effort talaga si Maggie. Effort talaga.
Siyempre, okay, maya. Diba?
Products pinag-uusapan eh.
Oo. Kasama natin ang managing partners ng Trip Machine Philippines, si Lyle De Leon and AC Kempeso.
Good evening po.
Welcome to Tunay na Rider.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us here.
It's a pleasure. Maki, Iba, and Bak.
ako pala you, si sirs. Iba.
Yes. Ako nga pala si Bak Pago.
Buti pa sila, na-introduce tayo.
Ako nga pala si Makimoto.
Yeah. Oh, ako daw magtatanong ng umpisa para medyo maiba naman.
Okay.
So, Lyle and AC, how do you get into motorcycle?
Oh, Bak. You know how I got into motorcycles? When I was...
Alam ko lang, brother. Well, ako kasi... midlife crisis. Ayan! Yeah. Hindi ako pinayaga ng magulang ko mag-motor. Mm-hmm. Diba? Siyempre. Eto na, kumikita ka na. May sarili ka ng buhay. And I decided that when I was 39 to get into motorcycling.
Wow, 39?
Yes, brother.
Talaga?
Yes. Pare, alam mo ginawa ko?
Halata.
Nag-enroll ako sa Honda Riding School. Muna.
Oh, highly recommended.
To get the road ethics, di ba? Siyempre, hindi ka papayagan. And para
so,
payagan,
dapat may ethics ka.
Yan. Kailangan may ethics.
Moto ethics malaki.
Moto ethics.
Moto ethics malaki.
Okay. Yan.
Flex your moto ethics.
Okay. I love that. Okay. So, para payagan din mag-motor ng asawa, in-enroll ko rin siya.
Yun.
Okay. Di ba? Yun ang pinaka-ano.
Decision.
Tapos, mayroon akong kaibigan, niloan muna sa akin yung kanyang Enfield. Sa afternoon, hindi ko na...
Anong Enfield?
Classic 350 na mint oh. Green, pare, mint green. So,
yun. That's a great bike to be your first big bike.
Yes, exactly. It was macho. Mabigat. Alam mo yun, kumbaga parang pagka nagamit mo siya and then you transfer it to a different bike, kayang-kaya mo na lahat. Diba? Kumbaga parang sa Mercedes, ito yung mga 1, 2, 3 dati. Mga ganyan. Diba?
And a beautiful bike.
Yeah. So there, that was my first bike. And then after that, I've been with Royal Enfield ever since. So up until, because of my passion for it, I started working with the brand.
Wow.
Diyan ako napunta ngayon, di ba? So, yeah. I'm good friends with Jimmy.
Jimmy Barinaga of Royal Enfield Philippines.
Hardcore ayun, brothers.
Very, very thankful for having the opportunity to work with the brand.
What do you ride now?
Continental GT.
Oh, syempre. Wow.
Syempre, habang kaya ko pa, di ba? Habang kaya pa ng likod, yun na muna.
The Chrome Edition.
Yeah.
Ganda so, Miss AC, how about you?
Ang dami pinagdaanan nito, Diyos ko.
Actually, I came for automotive industry. Yeah. So, nanggaling ako sa medyo malalaking brand. And then...
Malalaking
car ethics. So...
Bakit pakinggan yung car ethics? Moto ethics.
Moto ethics. Sige na.
Okay, so after nun, medyo na-influensyahan ako ng mga mekaniko or ng mga technicians. Kasi before, I'm sales personnel. So, parang hindi na siya ano sa akin eh. Hindi na challenging. Wala na challenge. Parang wala na.
Nag-plateau
so,
na.
Yes. So, hanggang nag-decide ako na turn into after sales or mekaniko.
Yeah.
So, after the automotive...
Challenging ang ano? After sales?
Yes, sobra. Oh, so, ang tawag nga sa amin is, we don't have work if there's no problem.
Tama,
so, kami yung... Kapag nabenta na ni Sir Lyle, kami na yung problema. Kami na yung humaharap.
So, pero arguably, after sales is account management eh. Parang madali yung ano ni Lyle, which is like, hey, hi, I've got this great, awesome bike. But really, the loyalty to the brand is built by the after sales.
That's correct. True. Yes. That's true.
So, yun, after that, napunta ako ng Ducati. So, I've decided to apply in Ducati. So, sobrang ganda ng technologies. Marami akong nakilala. And the mentor, my mentor is
there. Sino nakilala mo doon?
Actually, si Sir Mark De Hoya is kasama ko na siya sa automotive industry.
Mentor mo eh, no?
He is my mentor.
Yes, mentor mo eh.
Wow.
Since automotive.
Mark is one of the nicest people in the motorcycle industry.
Yes.
And actually, in the
humble.
Automotive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very humble.
So, the Kia days, kasama ka. Medyo matagal na si Sir Mark sa Kia. So, nakilala ko siya doon. So, yun. Lahat ng advice, I take that advice. It's a, ano naman, maganda. Hanggang napunta kami sa
motorcycle. May nakalimutan isa pa sa nakasama mo.
Right, and si Mark was the president multiple times yata.
Yes.
Right? Of Atat.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
Ang galing nun. Ang galing mag-ride. Mabait na tao.
Yeah.
Super humble.
True.
Yes. So, ayun. And then, motorcycle industry. Hanggang nagustuhan ko yung after sales. I don't know. Feeling ko, after the many problems, yung mga nasa-solve na mga motor, especially on warranties, mga ganun.
Masukista
so,
ka rin.
Yun, ako yun.
Nagustuhan ka ba ng after sales?
Sa awa ng Diyos, siguro naman.
Pero ikwento mo yung talagang pangarap mo.
Gusto ko sa truck.
Sa gusto truck? Niya maging part ng pit stop ng isang
race track. Okay.
Yes. Gusto niya talaga maging mechanic. Pangarap niya talaga maging mechanic. Yes.
So, yung lagi naming argue ng husband ko is, ako ang mekaniko.
Baliktad
kami, I'm the dirty works. Pero he is my driver. So, until nag-apply ako to Sir Jimmy, which is the Royal Enfield Hardcore, so yun, tuloy-tuloy na.
Okay, so Does that answer your question?
I'm riding a Hunter now.
Hunter 350.
Hunter 350. Yeah.
Nag-ride ka ba ng Ducati dati?
Actually, yes. Nakapag-try ako ng 62.
Okay.
The Scrambler 62.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kasi the problem with me is my height. So, hindi ko siya masyadong abot.
Ako din eh.
So, parang yun. So, yun. So, yung Hunter ko, with the help of Sir Jimmy, naka-customize siya ngayon. That's the first Hunter na na-customize here in the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
So, ito yung mga nakikita ninyo sa makina.
Yeah, sa makina
nade-display
yun,
yung Hunter, motorcycle ganda ko ngayon.
We were there at the launch, actually.
That, the Hunter is the... It's already super customizable, right? Yes. I mean, you can do so many things with it. And then you did additional customize.
Yes.
Customizing to it.
Yes.
Okay.
So with the help of Hardcore Brothers, naging maganda yung motorcycle. Lalo.
Can we, if there are people who are like Gino Rufino's height, can they go to Hardcore Brothers? Can they go to RE and have that... special custom done, lowered as well?
Actually, the lowering, ano naman kasi, is one, we check the shocks, kung ano yung possible na pwede. Kasi hanggat maaari, ayaw namin nagpuputol.
Yeah.
Yes, kasi nawawala yung pagiging original
galing
ng,
AC, ha?
Ng motorcycle. So, we will check the aftermarket, what is the possible na po pwedeng ilagay doon nang walang ginagalaw sa engine and sa chassis. Yun. That's the number one thing.
Oh, yung second, talaga sa after.
Technical.
Parang alam gusto mo, ko pare, na bumili ng Royal Enfield.
Ngayon lang ako ini-school ng babae.
Hindi lang siya, hindi lang for Royal Enfield. Hardcore is open for all motorcycles. Yep. Na if you decide, kunyari, si... Ayoko magsalita na ibang brand.
Kunyari, Horowing. Yung naman, Jimmy, di ba? Started out with customizing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, medyo haligi yun ng ano eh.
So, anong oras open yung showroom sa Tibog?
Maki, let's talk about Trip Machines.
Yes.
Now, alam na natin yung ano background ng mga
yung
guests natin.
Street cred nila.
Oh. Oh. Ngayon, siguro naman... convinced na kayo. ang dami ng pinagdaanan nitong dalawang to, di ba? So, pag-usapan naman natin itong ano, Trip Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Paano ba ninyo nalaman itong brand? And how did it start? Paano ba na-conceptualize na, uy, kunin natin to or ganito? Kwento nyo naman sa amin.
Ano yan eh? Yung office mate ko, si Paolo Bonifacio, isang beses, nandun kami sa conference room. Nakikita ko kasi palagi, pop-up ng pop-up sa feed ko, yung Trip Machine. Sabi ko, ano ba to? So when I saw it, sabi ko kay Pao, ganda nitong mga products na to. I think it would work well with Enfields, with whatever bikes. Sabi ko, why don't you call the head office, the global office, and check if we can bring it in here in the Philippines. Yeah. So, apparently, Paolo called Trip Machine.
Teka, ano yung unang office product na nakita mo sa Trip Machine na, uy, gusto ko to?
Ang dami bro eh. Lahat talaga eh. Kumbaga parang anything leather na pang motorsiklo. Yeah. From grips to ganyan. Eh syempre, naka-classic kami, di ba? So, everything is applicable to our bikes.
Yeah.
So, we checked out with them and then apparently there was... a previous person bringing in the products here in the Philippines from Cebu.
Yes.
But I think they discontinued it already because they weren't able to market it pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's when we decided to, okay, why don't we convince the global office that we can market it better than how it was before. So lo and behold, we were granted the rights to distribute the products here in the Philippines, and then ayun na.
How difficult was it for you guys to, I mean, to just email them and hey,
well,
sikat kami dito sa Pinas.
Well, since we are
we'll make you money.
Ano kasi, diba? We're already in the business of importing. Remember, from Hardcore Brothers, we import Royal Enfield, so we kind of know the business of how to import stuff, right?
Yes.
Like that. And then ayun na, when it entered here, ayun lang, medyo nahirapan kami kasi during that time that we were trying to figure out the right pricing, it was in the height of the dollar in...
Yes.
Pare, ang taas
ang
talaga.
Taas, umabot ang parang 58.
Yes.
Umabot kami that time, almost 60.
Ang hirap mang presyo, di ba?
Grabe.
Kasi when you import stuff, you usually put a little bit of a buffer. Like kami, before the pandemic, we'd always be at like around 55, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right,
eh, parang
right,
safe ka na sa 55. Yes. Medyo, ano, just in case may fluctuation.
But of course, we had to consider the duties and taxes. Diba? Ang daming ano eh. So we had to wait for the dollar to stabilize a little bit. Yun, kaya kami natagalan din.
Mm.
We had to wait for it to stabilize so that we can come to terms with our global.
How long
office.
Were you looking at the brand?
Oh man, we've been doing our business dealings for about 5-6 months. Mm. Parang ganon eh, close to ganon. So medyo matagal na rin namin niluluto siya.
Did you order products muna to see the quality?
To be honest,
to the,
no. When we did our first purchase order, that's the time that we first time we saw. But the thing is, Jimmy had a trip to India for the Himalayas.
Yes.
So he did a side trip to check out the products.
After you guys, right?
After you guys, yes. Yes, tama.
After sila Buck. I'm pointing, I'm saying Buck.
Nakagano siya.
So yan, after Sir Butch and Sir Jim
went to India,
they saw the products. Right. So maganda naman talaga. And doon nagkaroon ng contract.
Yeah.
Doon
nag-start lahat.
Kailangan mahawakan.
Yes,
kailangan
exactly.
makita
yes,
para maingganyo.
Yeah, actually, meron ng mga trip machine owners dito sa Philippines na nagtatanong na sino ba yung bagong nag-apply.
Yes.
Kasi before we decide na dalhin yung products dito, maraming nag-apply. Actually, the president of Trip Machine in the India tell us na ang dami eh. Dami nag-apply.
Yeah,
so, napakaswerte nung grupo namin na kami yung napili nila.
So, may what? Cult following na dito.
Yes.
Yes.
Meron na talaga.
Yes, meron na talaga. But meron of course, you know how it is na cult. Parang mag-order ka online through an international so parang iniisip na kagad baka mas mahal to abutin ah.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Wow. May ganun kang mindset eh. So, ayun yun. There were people bringing in products, ordering from the site. But syempre, mas mahal talaga darating dito yun. Yes.
So, what gave you the edge? I mean, a lot of people are looking. It, I mean, it's easy now. The internet's there.
Right.
I find the brand. I can, ano yung MOQ. I order, you know, 50,000 pesos worth or 100,000. I bring it in. I sell it on Facebook Marketplace. And there are a lot of people looking for brands, right?
Right.
I mean, what gave you guys the advantage?
What
do you think closed the deal and put you above everyone else?
Siguro because of our mileage with, I guess, Royal Enfield.
Royal Enfield.
You know how it is in India. Royal Enfield and Trip Machine, kumbaga parang they complement each other, right?
Okay.
They complement each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the principals found out that we were also from that brand, ayun, syempre, parang, uy, okay, this is going to be
interesting.
Yeah. Diba? Magkakaroon ng confidence talaga eh. And you know how Jimmy markets his products very well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's a very good marketing person, diba? So, ayun na. And then, of course, through all our media friends and partners, like you guys, ang laki ng tulong talaga with anything that, you know how it is. We want to be close to the whole community. We are a community-based business na parang lahat yan. Gusto namin yung community na kinabang.
Let's talk about the products. Kasi ni-check yung website. Everything is leather goods.
Yes. Meron din silang coffee doon.
They
coffee?
Have mugs.
Okay. They just recently put up a whole cool coffee shop concept in India. So galing. Ginawa nila, meron silang Royal Enfield na nilagyan ng sidecar. Tapos yun yung pinaka parang barista bar nila.
Oh, ganda.
Ang galing, ang galing.
Parang,
galing,
ano, parang food truck, pero cafe.
Pero cafe. Pero Enfield cafe yung gamit nila na trike.
Yes. Galing
diba?
Na na.
Hanep.
Then yung mga mug na gamit nila is Trip Machine.
Oh, Trip Machine, mga items and lahat.
So it's not just a product making company kasi it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, yes.
Wow.
Kasi meron pang ano pa may mga binibenta.
May nakita ko helmet rack. Eh.
Oh, may mga helmet. Maganda yung helmet rack nila.
Yeah, no? Yeah, yep, may helmet yep, hanger.
Yep.
Yes.
Tapos duffel bags, classic panniers. Out of all the products, ano yung paborito nyo na ano, na trip machine?
Ako, I'll base it on ano, ako gusto ko yung thigh bag. Thigh bag. Eh, yung mga nagagamit talaga natin, very functional for riders. Mm. The thigh bag, the tank bags, like that.
Mm. Ako, tank bag. Kasi, syempre, we ride eh. Diba? So, nandun na siya. After, nang after mo mag-ride, go to the meeting, hindi siya pangit tignan. Naka-leather ka. So,
why is ano? Why is leather very close to
motorcycles?
Not what? Motorcycles. Yung retro classic, ano what makes it bagay?
I don't know. Siguro kumbaga, imagine, kukunyari sa classic na lang na Enfield. You think it would look good with a modern bag? Di ba? Hindi rin eh, di ba?
Tama.
At diba? Saka era correct din
era
eh,
correct na brother.
Nung time na ganun ng aesthetics ng mga motor.
It was like that talaga.
Oo, wala yes. pang mga modern textiles yes. and materials.
Right.
So, mismo. Nagko-complement siya dun sa era kung ano yung style nung bike na.
Exactly. Yun. Imagine, the more your bike ages with that leather will also age
with the bike.
Patina and everything like that yes. together with the bikes. Diba? Uh-oh. Yeah, astig din eh.
Yeah.
I'm curious ako sa quality ng leather. What makes it special coming from trip machine?
Gawa ba sa crocodile din? No, they use the... You've touched it, you've seen oh. it, you've smelled it. Iba talaga yung leather nila eh. It's... You can compare it with the local leather that we have here. Yes our local leather is good, pero iba eh. Iba
yung mas healthy yung eh. mga cows. Mas healthy ang cows.
Mas healthy ang cows.
Sorry.
Yari ka.
Oy,
edit now, edit.
Actually,
I was trying so hard.
Cut that out, please.
Sorry, I was trying so hard. Okay, sige. Anyway.
Ako, nagsha-shopping na ako. Mukhang may wax canvas pa sila.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
Mukhang maganda. Ayun yung ano. Maganda naman yung leather natin dito sa atin.
Yes, of
Ang
course.
Problema, wala talagang support galing yes. sa government para ma-enhance yung
Mismo.
Production and everything.
Sana, no?
Sana ganun sana din ganun. Tayo.
Yep.
Ito ba, ano? Handmade?
Yes, it's yes. handmade.
Handmade.
Wow.
Ako parang na-type ko yung wax canvas stuff.
Even the colors are
nice. Ano mga wax canvas?
Kompleto, oh. man. Luggage, like the, ito ah. They have luggage, tour packs, other bags.
Bagay ito sa mga salvage.
Yes. Tsaka yung mga bags nila, it comes with ano its own rainproof bags.
Oh.
So kunyari, ride ka, di ba? Nandun lang yung rainproof bag mo. Kung ayaw mo talagang mabasang-mabasa, which is okay lang naman, mabasa yung leather, you know it's waterproof, pwede mo siyang takpan ng rainproof bag.
Yun.
Yes.
Wala bang ano? Riding jacket na wax canvas?
Meron, may riding gear. Oh. Face, ah, hindi. Boots lang.
Face mask.
Boots.
Face the boots mask. Is upcoming na on...
Upcoming, yeah.
October, bare months. October.
Anong size mo nga ulit, Maki?
Ano ako? 8.5 ako.
Ang first na magiging available nun is in Moto X Culture.
Yes.
Moto X Culture.
Yes. Uy, actually, they have a... they have a lot of pre-order na para dun sa mga boots.
Oo, ang dami.
Santo, santo.
Sa may E-Rod.
Rodriguez.
Sa may E-Rod.
E-Rodriguez.
Moto X Kanto ng E-Rod and Tomas Morato.
Ay, malapit sa
diba may,
ano.
Parang may building so, dun sa kanto.
Biryani?
Yun lang.
Yes, tapat
yes,
ng
tapat
biryani.
Nun, bro.
Yung
tapat
ano,
nun.
Golden.
Yung Hyderabad.
Yes.
Sarap, oh.
Yan, yan. Tapat,
tapat
nun.
Niyo.
Baka naman. Gusto ko yun. I like that.
Masarap yung rose lassi rin eh.
Sarap.
So, pag-usapan naman natin yung ano, kamusta yung saan natin ba ano mahanap yung trip machine? May mga partner stores ba kayo ngayon?
Yes. Our partner stores in
Unimar,
Lipa, Lipa sa Batangas. Yes. Batangas. Moto X Culture in E. Rodriguez, Quezon City.
E-Rod.
Yes, and in Perea, Makati. Makati.
Tapos meron yes. din kay na Coach Clyde.
Yes.
Sa Coach Batangas
Clyde.
Din. Batangas din.
Yes. Moto Clyde.
Santo Tomas, yes. Santo Tomas Batangas.
Yes.
Yung isa, Lipa, tama ba?
Yes, Lipa. Yes.
Lipa, Santo Tomas, E. Rodriguez, Makati, and?
And Quezon City.
Quezon City.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
O, tara!
Punta natin.
Magpapakabi daw si Lyle dun eh.
Puntahan natin.
Game. Alam mo, yun yung gusto ko sa ano eh, sa mayroon physical store yes. na product. Kasi, may kilatis mo muna.
Mismo.
Makikita mo muna kung ano yung binabayaran mo. Also, nakakilala ka ng ibang tao.
True. Mm. True.
Na meron palang Lyle and AC na mababait.
Na may sample.
Size 12.
Something.
Na may mga sample products.
Hindi, masarap daw yung kape ron sa area na yun. May sinasabi silang coffee shop eh.
Oo, oh, natutunan yeah. natin.
Kay Jim.
Yes. Okay yung coffee doon.
Maganda okay. talaga yung mini panier.
Oo.
Yes, mini
panier. Actually, yun ang mga mabilis gumalaw sa amin ngayon. Yes. Mini panier.
Oh, what ano ba ang ano, bestseller sa...
Mini panier.
Mini panier, the Thai bags.
Thai bags.
Tsaka, lately, yung mga BMW users, bumibili sa amin ng roll top backpack panier.
Yes.
Yan.
And the duffel
outlook. Uy! Tinitingnan, binabrowse namin ni Iba yung ano, yung website. Eto maganda dyan. Ang gaganda ng mga purse at saka bags.
Yes.
Saka yung mga satchel. Ito yung magandang bilhin nyo, tapos regalo nyo sa mga misis nyo, automatic pwede na kayo mag-ride
anytime. Mismo, mismo.
And ikaw pa yung gagamit ng purse nila.
Yes! Inutakan mo lang.
Backpack, wait. Backpack panier.
Yes.
So, ibig sabihin, dual purpose to.
Oo. Backpack na panier. De, backpack na pwede mong ikabit sa panier.
So ibig sabihin, meron siyang mga tie down provisions.
Oo. Meron, meron. So marami siyang mga straps na kasama.
Okay. Galing, oh. And then ano ba yung price range ng ano para may idea tayo?
Ah, as low siguro as meron kami mga products as low as
6,000 for the bags. Starts.
The wallets.
Wallets, yeah. The wallets.
For starters. 4,000.
Yep.
For starters. The crepes is 1,000. 1 to 2,000.
Ano yung pinaka-expensive na trip machine product?
Ah,
the meron. Outlaw.
Mababot ng 20, ganyan. Pero ito na yung mga ganda yung Outlaw na duffel bag.
Luggage talaga
siya. Ganda.
Yes.
Siguro, pagka babiyahe ka, mga pang 4 days, ganun ang laman.
Maski di ka nagmomotor, magandang pambiyahe ito.
Yes.
Then, nakita ko
social na social.
Nakita ko dun sa launch eh, sa Perea. Quality, man. Tsaka, ito mo, si Iba at si, ano, si Bak. Nagbabrowse na sila.
Nag-shopping na.
Actually, tumitingin na ako ng mga bags and apparels para sa hunting trip ko.
No, what you know when you look at the website that this is really a brand and the products are made by riders right. Because I mean, for example, they sell cable ties.
Exactly.
Yes. It's cable wraps
details, right.
Not you know, it's you what you Buck and I would usually use are zip ties.
Me too, mm-hmm. right?
Right? Mm. And then it just, it's you've got plastic right. and
it
bagay, works.
No? Parang pangit na
pero
tignan,
they have diba? Leather cable wraps for your clutch cable, for your brake
exactly.
cable. I mean, it's that kind of thing. It, or the, I have no idea what it's for, but yung mga cafe racers, they usually have that electrical tape. Hindi ko alam bakit. Para racing ba yun?
Oo, hindi. Culture stuff yan eh. Parang,
no. Ano yun?
May ex ako, hindi mo naintindihan.
Actually, ginagamit yan sa actual na karera.
Parang
yung
ilaw.
Tinitapan nila just in case na may crash. Yung mga shards ng salamin, hindi kakalat.
Okay.
Naka-tape lang.
Yes. So obviously, these bikes, yun, hindi mo gagamitin sa karera.
Sige.
So they made leather
accents.
Yes. Para
to pay homage to
the old school racers.
Yes.
So,
right.
Talino, I mean, talaga, it's these little things that make you know that these the bags, the gear are made for riders.
Alam ko nabibiling ko rito. Ang gaganda nung coffee mugs.
Akala ko kasi yung ex na yan, pare. Copy racer dude ako, man.
So,
lalagyan ko ng
straight
X
edge ka, gano'n.
Lalagyan ko ng X yung headlight ko.
Para ano, para cool.
O nga, ang cute,
honestly,
ang cute ng coffee mug.
Akala ko talaga, yung para kasi sa karera, kailangan mo takpan yung headlight eh. Para hindi mo masilaw yung ano. Akala ko talaga ganun.
Pansinin mo, pag sa Clark Speedway, magpasok ka ng road legal na bikes.
Tatakpan yung ilaw.
Yung ilaw, iti-tape nila.
Oo. Pag ako sumali, lalagyan ko ng X.
X. Na leather. Nakilagay mo yung ano, trip machine na X.
To set you aside. I mean, hindi, ganun talaga. Ako, I started with the, yung career ko, nagsimula ako sa mga copy racer eh. Yung mga custom bike. Diyan ako naloko sa motor.
Naloko.
Oo. Kasi, yung mga ano, yung, kailangan talaga bagay lahat eh. Yung helmet mo, dapat bilog. Tapos, yung nakabandana ka na ano, na tapos, naka-goggles ka pa. Tapos, dapat yung
tapos
flannel.
Kunwari masungit ka. Kunwari masungit ka.
Kumaka, pag
bawal gumiti ah.
Dapat, ano, yung parang, ano, di ba, copy racer. Tapos may flannel. Yeah. Backpack. Dapat yung backpack mo maganda. Mga,
bawal sublimation, ha?
Hindi pa uso ang sublimation noong araw na yon. Dahil flannel ang mga uso-uso nun eh.
Kahit pawis na pawis.
Tapos yung ano, digong polo. Naka-checkered.
Diba? Pati mga leather gloves. Yan, usong-uso yan dati.
Init nun.
Oo. Eh, kasi ganun talaga. I mean, lifestyle para hindi mo maintindihan, mahirap explain.
Forma muna.
Hindi mo ma-explain.
Forma muna bago iba.
Oo, mahirap explain yung lifestyle eh. Diba? Parang, bakit kanya suot mo? Ba't takin mo ba? Bakit kinakikialam? ganun yung ano eh. Ganun ang kultura. So, with Trip Machine, for people who really value the living the lifestyle, di ba? Kaya nga nauso yung mga retro classic na ang manufacturers, they started investing on mga ano, completely manufactured retro classic bikes.
Yep.
Kasi when walang available dati, kino-customize ng mga tao. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Ngayon makakabili ka na, kaliwat kanan. So
syempre saka, yung gamit. Yung design niya, timeless.
Yes.
It's not just timeless. I'm looking at all of the stuff. It's smart. It's really made for riders. Like the bag that Zach got.
Right, right.
What was it called again?
The thigh bag?
I think that's the Heritage.
The Heritage.
With the roll top.
Yeah. Yes.
So one, it's roll top. So you know, if in the rain, it'll protect the stuff inside. Number two, you can carry it while you're riding, or you can strap it onto your bike.
Yeah.
So parang, I think it is a disservice to call it a lifestyle brand, because lifestyle brands are like, it looks like it's for a rider, but it really isn't made for riding.
Right.
Diba?
Right.
This is a motorcycle gear company that non-riders can use.
True.
Diba? Ikaw kung bumili ka ng ano, ng motorcycle jacket inspired, hindi mo pwede gamitin sa motor yan, pormang motor rider lang.
Tama, yes. Mm-hmm.
Ito, it's like they made boots that
for riding
will protect you on the motorcycle.
Yes.
Pero kung hindi ka rider,
okay lang.
Okay
cool
lang.
Cool
diba?
Ka pa rin. Diba?
Cool ka pa rin.
Or yung wallet, you know, it's little things that make it really made for riders, but those benefits also carry over to non-riders.
Right.
Pang-tunay na rider.
Pang-tunay na rider. And poser na rider.
Hindi, sabi. Ito nabasa ko, important keyword to eh. Holding on to the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nax.
Lupet, diba?
Jumajagods. Okay, so any last words?
Yeah, meron tayong hardest question that ayun. We will ask our guests, the usual na tinatanong natin. Tanong mo ba?
Si Lyle muna.
Okay, okay.
Para sa'yo, ano ang definition ng isang tunay na rider?
Ang isang tunay na rider ay hindi maarte sa motor kahit ano sasakyan.
Kahit walang chrome.
Kahit walang chrome.
Kahit walang ano, trip machine na panier.
Yan, yes.
Kahit naman. Walang trip machine na wallet.
Oo naman. For the love of riding, basically. Diba?
Yes.
Yan.
Kahit anong sasakyan.
Kahit anong sasakyan.
Ikaw. Si Miss AC.
Tunay na rider is, it's a passion. While, parang nakakatanggal siya ng depresse. It's your best friend, ika nga nila. So while you're riding, you relax. That's the tunay na rider.
Okay. Malinaw. Are there any people who would like to gusto nyong pasalamatan and mga batiin?
Ako, siguro nanay at tatay ko, asawa ko, mga anak ko. Hello.
Barangay 316.
Barangay 316. What's up?
Wait, time out. Let's cut that part because again, this is a new format. Kasi it needs to be evergreen.
Oh, okay.
Which means yung parang trip machine, if they listen to the podcast a year from now,
alam
ko na. Do you know what I mean? So yung parang yung thank yous, baka galit ka sa magulang mo next year.
Okay.
So let's think of a different way to close it out.
All right.
Okay. What's a good way to?
So not
ano. Sa tingin ko yun na yun, yung definition. Yun na yun.
Ikaw na, take it out. Okay, thank you.
Sige,
I'll take it out.
Yun, thank you na lang sa ano. Sa
thank you to Trip Machine. Are you guys bringing in other products?
Not as of the moment.
No plans.
Yeah, no plans.
It's really focused on Trip Machine.
On Trip Machine
na,
first.
Take it away.
Meron eh. meron.
Okay, matakot wala si Aris dito.
As True North, meron.
So, that wraps up this episode of 2-9er Rider. I'd like to thank AC and Lyle for joining us. Really, we don't bring in brands. No, I mean, come here, 2-9er Rider. We don't have we'd Ride Manila. They're good friends of ours.
Right.
We love their stuff, but we never really brought them in to talk about a specific brand. This is the first time we've done that, right, Mackie?
Yeah.
And it's because we saw it and thought this is a unique product. We like the look, we like the So you guys are part of True North.
Yes.
And yeah, we're looking forward to all of the other cool stuff you guys can bring. And please feel free to drop by 2-9er Rider anytime.
Thank you guys.
To share.
It's such an honor to be part of this program. We really appreciate the support of our media friends and partners. Rest assured that with every success that True North will be gaining, you guys will be with us.
Yes.
Oh, yun. Ibig sabihin nun, may wallet ka na, Mati.
May demo unit. Papauna. Papauna yung demo unit sa'yo.
All right. See you next week on the next episode of 2-9er Rider.
That's a wrap. Thank you.
Thank
Make
you.
Sure to
Thank
follow you. Our socials and see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.